Good to see your energy, your light, your brightness, your divine spirits, your soul activated within the center of your body or wherever your soul is. We had that question, where is the core and where is the soul? Well, it is all in there somewhere. All picked up in the middle. Understand and know that you are shifting. Shift happens, eh? You are shifting. So right now, you may feel like you are a little discombobulated. You may feel like things are moving around and you're either feeling very tired, like you've got to go home and go to bed at 5:30 at night, which you can, or you can't do the homework because it's just too much to think of 22 minutes that you spend on yourself. And when you do, and spend that 22 minutes, and the last 2 minutes, that's where the profound things come in. And as those profound energies come in, that's where all focus comes in such a way that your soul is activated. Take a deep breath. And when your soul is activated, that activation lives on around you. And with that on around you, we are saying the entire world in your spectrum. Now, we know that this one is bringing everyone in her world here to us. And we are thankful. And we ask each of you to. For you are here by divine appointment. You are here charged with the information and the intention to take this simple connection out to the planet, to share it with others, because all get the opportunity to know that they are aware, if they choose to be, that they are breathing into that awareness, and therefore life is changing for them. That they are a sponge, absorbing that which you choose to absorb. In the past, you might be a sponge and you had no choice as to what you absorbed. But now you do, huh? Now you get the opportunity to appreciate absolutely everything about yourself. We know in the history of people that if you were appreciative of yourself, that was considered egotistical, conceited, that you should not do that. They even wrote a big book about it, about how you should always give and why you should not receive and blah, blah, blah. Well, that's exactly what that is, huh? Blah, blah, blah. You cannot give if you cannot receive. Because eventually your giving whole will become emptied. And it will become difficult for you. You know people, we know it's no one in this room, of course. But you know people that they give and they give and they give. And when you attempt to give back to them, they say, oh, no, 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 no. Oh, no, no, I can do this myself. And then when you encounter those people, you say, stop it. Why are you denying me of the gift of giving to you? And why am I denying you of the gift of giving to me? You see, when you don't receive, you are denying others of the gift of giving themselves. That is that sponge part. It goes in and it goes out. It is time to change your perspective. Yes, we love doing this. Moving to the back of a room. For you see, you get a bit uncomfortable when you turn around. You think, oh, what are they doing back there? They'll be coming back up. I don't have to turn around. And yet, when you do, you get the opportunity to see the people that are around you. You get the opportunity to look into their eyes and telepathically tell them how much you love them. That is that giving. And they then return that to you. And that is that giving and receiving part. You understand what we say? And when you shift that conscious perspective and move through that vibration of changing your perspective, what's possible? Everything is possible. Because as long as you hold on to the perspective that it can't be changed, you are right. As long as you hold on to the idea that this is simply the way it is, we're going to make you as uncomfortable as possible, aren't we? As long as we hold on to that, you are right, because you are the creator of that. You see what we say? And that is what we are shifting. We are shifting that energy of creativity. We are shifting that vibration for you to accommodate that energy. Because with that vibrational shift, everything around you shifts. That's the law of the universe. Yes? And when everything around you shifts, your life shifts as well. So trust. And if you have difficult trusting the universe, think of those rattles. And how you knew that hand was going to be right there. And whenever you doubted, that's when you dropped the rattle. Huh? That's when you got intense, that you had to do it perfectly. Do you know that you are perfect just as you are? Breathe that in. God, source, however you call that energy, does not create a mistake. You are no mistake. You are a being of light. And by being that being of light, you bring the light wherever you are. And now is the time. And if you hesitated, the universe will create a situation to get you to step right on into it, eh? And you say yes. So congratulations for that. Because sometimes that universe, the situation that can be created, might get more and more uncomfortable if you choose to ignore it. We're just looking around and making sure that we're connecting with each one of you. For you see, our job is to activate something within you. And in that activation of something that is within you, your soul knows what wants to be activated, knows what is being chosen to be activated. We do not. People ask us all the time, we are not psychic. Plus, it is your job to pick how you wish to live your life. It is not someone else's. You see, people give their power away all the time. What is my life purpose? Oh, some reader will tell them what their life purpose is. Your first life purpose is simply to find your joy and live it. And if you don't know what that joy is, try it all. Go everywhere. Be everything. Be the connecting being that you are. Be the human and be the being. Are they different? That would be a question for tonight, right? So as you understand, take a deep breath. You are unique. You are a gift to the universe. You are a part of that gift. And when you do not choose to step into anything because you're afraid you'll get it wrong, you are denying the universe of your gift. Stop it. Just stop it. Do not deny the universe of your gift. We've told a story many times about a friend, client, person in a group like this that we were talking about life purpose. And she started to weep. Oh, the tissues ran away. She started to weep because she said she did not have a huge purpose. That she did not have a big energy and didn't know what she was supposed to do and blah, 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 blah. And she was weeping and she talked and talked and then we said something and she smiled. And the whole room lit up. And we said, well, we're going to tell you that your purpose is simply to light the world. So whatever you're doing at that time, you are lighting the world. And then we said, what do you do for your living? She says she's a Walmart greeter. Ah, how many people does she light up every day? By just saying, welcome to Walmart with the Walmartians. She does say that part on the inside. And then her smile got brighter. So your purpose can be simple. Your life mission can be simple. Our vessel Marilyn is an activator. And she is divine inspiration. She is divine action. So understand that in that energy, your essence, what you are the best at, what you love the most, that is who you are. And we are going to activate that right now. If you have not ever seen the Selenite Swords of Light, get ready. Because you see, we don't lose anyone. And you'll see that one of our council comes in with the Selenite Swords of Light. That is Sekhmet, the goddess of destruction. And the goddess of creation. Interesting that those are both the same being of light. In Egypt, the head of a lion and the body of a woman. You've seen pictures. So understand, whatever you would like to allow to integrate so completely in your world that it's no longer in charge of your decision-making process, now is the time to think of it. And then, what would you like to create? What would you like to step into? And we will activate that. So take a deep breath. You are the light of this planet. You are the light of your world. You are the light in your block. You are the light in your home. You are the light. Simple. Know that when you keep that light under a basket, it does not serve. Know in your heart, as a light plurker, play plus work equals plurk. As a light plurker, you have chosen this task on this planet to be here at a time when the shift is so magnanimous. A 26,000 year shift, a 5,000 year shift, and a 10,000 year shift are all happening right now. And this planet is shifting its dimensional reality, and it's going to still be inhabited, which is the first in all galaxies, in all dimensions. You do not have to become extinct. Yay. Celebrate that. It is time to step up to the plate. It is time to bring the messages of those beings that are not in physical form now, here. It is time to trust the positivity that is yours to learn to trust. It is time to trust that you have the wisdom that is within you, because you are magnificent. It is time to trust that focus. It is time to trust that the rattle will always be there. It is time to trust that when you have a desire, you are never given a desire for something that you cannot achieve. You may get the opportunity to work on it a bit, but what's possible? Everything. Exactly. So as you understand, know that what is within you is the key. What that wisdom, and all it takes is for you to remember. We could say remember who you were, because all that wisdom is still in the cells of your field. But you've chosen to forget it. Instead, ask to remember the wisdom in the cells of your field and let go of everything else. But at the same time, everything that has ever happened to you from the inception of your soul, which for many of you are thousands and thousands, hundreds of thousands of years ago, on this planet or many others, is all stored in your field. So we don't want to rip parts out. We want to honor that and love that because it makes up you. Do you understand what we say? And you're pretty cool. I was so Marilyn is saying, you've never said the word cool before. But you are, huh? And now we want you to understand that as we hold the coolness mirror up for you to see, to remember who you are. And then forget it all and just be it. We feel you in the cells of our vessel Marilyn's body. We see your energy. We see your light, your joy, your doubt, your fear, your pain. Poof, it is done. We honor you. And we bid you namaste. Namaste.